We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine, and our devotional this time, God's Mercy at Work. I'll start with this question. Are you a person whose anger can percolate and escalate when you're mistreated, blamed, and gossiped about? You may want everyone to know who that person is and what they've done to you, and the feeling is wanting that person to suffer for what they've done to cause your suffering. You may have steamed with resentment until a headache pierced your temples. But as we begin praying for our pain to go away, the Holy Spirit convicts us. Then this thought comes along. How could I plot revenge while begging God for relief? If I believe God cares for me, why wouldn't I trust Him to handle this situation? Knowing that people who are hurting often tend to hurt other people, we are to ask God to help us forgive that person and work toward reconciliation. The psalmist David understood the difficulty of trusting God while enduring unfair treatment. In 1 Samuel 24, verses 1 and 2, though David did his best to be a loving servant, King Saul succumbed to jealousy and wanted to murder him. David suffered while God worked things out and prepared him to take the throne, but still David chose to honor God instead of seeking revenge. David did his part to reconcile with Saul and left the result in God's hands. When it seems others are getting away with wrongdoing, we struggle with the injustice. But with God's mercy at work in our hearts and the hearts of others, we can forgive as He has forgiven us through Jesus Christ and receive the blessings He has prepared for us. How can trusting that God is perfect, loving, good, and in control help you when sin seems to be prevailing? Who do you need to forgive and place in God's mighty and merciful hands? God is merciful, and He can help us trust Him to determine how justice prevails. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. Take care, stay safe, and God bless.